Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, what do you have going on in your life you want to share with the Burt Show? It's kind of dramatic here. This one, I mean, she has to have an intervention with her friend because her friend is so eager to get married that she is already planning her wedding, but she's not even engaged yet. So Kristen has the email.
I would read it, but I don't have an email on my page. Do y'all have an email there?
It was there.
It is not there anymore.
Yeah.
Right, no. Stand by. Talk amongst yourselves.
Just you read it,
Sure,
Bobby.
You don't want to play one more round?
No.
I'm positive. 100% positive.
I'm looking at the schedule, and it says, insert here. And I'm assuming that's where the email is supposed to go.
Is the friend already planning wedding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was already put in.
Okay.
So my best friend has recently started planning her wedding. While planning a wedding is exciting and I'm happy for her, there's one small part of this entire thing that she is missing. A fiance. Her boyfriend hasn't proposed to her yet. She's convinced her boyfriend will pop the question over Christmas. She's got her heart set on a fall wedding, and she firmly believes that if she waits until January or later to start planning, all her preferred venues and wedding vendors will be either booked or booked up quickly as everyone else gets engaged over the holidays. Now, I'm not exactly an expert on this stuff, but it all seems a bit crazy to me. I mean, is this even reasonable? Do other women do this?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about it not that long ago.
I'm genuinely curious to hear if this is normal. I want to be a supportive friend, but I'm worried that she might be jumping the gun here. Should I have an intervention with her before she starts putting down deposits and making commitments, which she has mentioned doing? I'm also wondering, are those deposits typically refundable if you cancel? They aren't. I've never planned a wedding myself, so I'm pretty clueless about how all of this works. I care about her a lot, and I want her to have the wedding of her dreams, but I'm not sure if this is the right approach. Am I wrong, Caitlin?
All right, ladies, 1-855-BIRT-SHOW. I think intervention is a strong word.
Yeah.
How about just a suggestion?
How about just a chat?
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah. But is this something that you would sit a friend down for?
This is dependent upon the relationship. And we have talked about this. It was a while ago, but not too long ago, where a woman was getting roasted on TikTok or had gone viral because she had started planning the wedding, but the boyfriend was in the know about it. Like, she had a particular venue that she wanted, so she booked it prior to them getting engaged, whatever. And then there were other stories of women who plan their weddings without having the ring on their finger. So yeah, it definitely happens. But if you and your boyfriend have had serious talks about being married and getting engaged, and you know that that is the path you're on, and you both are of that understanding, I sincerely don't see anything wrong with this.
Yeah, I don't think you need to sit her down unless she's like really delulu. Like, if she's only been dating this guy for 3 months and she's conjured up some kind of scenario where he's going to propose over Christmas, that's one thing. Then you do need an intervention and maybe a psychiatric ward. But if this is like the guy she's been dating for 2 years, and like you said, Kristen, if they've had discussions, even to the point where, you know, those couples where they're not engaged, but they call each other fiancés, if they're at that point, then I think all you need to suggest to her is that maybe she get a better idea if it's actually happening or if it's just some kind of scenario she's conjured up in her mind.
Morgan wants in on this. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Not much. I think that it is not uncommon. I do think that a lot of girls do this. I think it's a little weird personally. That's just my opinion. But I do think that overall, like, I mean, this is not like something that's that unheard of, especially for girls. It depends on their relationship, like Kristen said, but I think that it's a little weird, but it's not like unheard of.
Because I'm superstitious. I feel like you're putting the cart before the horse.
Right.
And yeah, I would be like, I would think I would jinx it, which is why I wouldn't do it.
So let's look at this business wise for just one second. Mm-hmm. So she's planning on putting all these deposits down before she even has a day. So you lock in these venues, what have you, and then you can't get that deposit back if he doesn't propose?
It depends on the venue. So I'm assuming here, I wouldn't even say she's putting a lot of deposits down. I think she wants a fall wedding. She knows where she wants to get married. So she wants to secure a date next fall at the venue she wants. The longer you wait, the more likely those dates are going to be eaten up. So she thinks he's going to propose here in a couple months. Why not go ahead? And if there is a date that's available in the fall at the venue you want, go ahead and book that venue. Some venues, you can hold a date for a certain period of time and then, you know, different deposits. Others, they'll have a time limit. Like if you cancel it by this time, we'll give it back. Others have, you will not get your deposit back.
So guy's perspective here for just one second, Mo. So you're going out with a girl and then you do propose, but you found out after you proposed that she had already locked in all of these dates, right? Mm. How are you feeling about it?
It would be a little weird to me that she had that level of confidence that that was going to happen before it did. But if I already proposed, I would see it as, like, good for you.
Would you?
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at it.
It would be off-putting to me. I mean, it's not a deal breaker. It would just be off-putting.
Even if it would only be off-putting to me if I didn't propose and you did that. Then it would be like, what are you doing? But if I actually proposed, I would just feel like maybe she saw it coming.
The Burt Show.